I want to go through this. I want to spend a little time, maybe about 20 minutes or so. We're kind of reviewing chapter activities. I know there are some chapters that have more, some chapters that have less to report and what their plans might be for the future. And I'd like to spend a little time going around through them and see what we can learn from each other, what's feasible to do in our given cities, what's not so feasible to do, and see what we can learn in terms of where should we go from here. Can we get there from here? We don't have enough people to play. We're going to go here from there. So, yeah, well, we're going to start with you guys anyway. So I'd like to hear for a couple of 3, 4, 5 minutes at the most from the Buffalo chapter. They've had a few trials. I can't remember the trial with Walmart. Was that this year or last year? That was last year. Okay. I'm not sure everybody knows about it. I know some of these trials blend into one after a while. It gets to be, oh my God, when was that? So talk to us a little bit about the Walmart affair you had, and then talk to us a little bit about what turned out of that, and you can summarize that in the 2 sentences. We won. 2 words, we won. Anyway, so let me give you, for purposes of reporting from Buffalo, the president of that chapter, Mike Robinson.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. If I sound a little gruff, I apologize. It's a combination of my cold, and I'm only on my second cup of coffee. And lack of sleep this weekend, but that's okay. Carl wants me to tell you about Walmart. I thought we did this last year, but I'll do it again. Okay. Well, as a lot of you are aware, it seems strange and it sounds weird, but our biggest fundraiser was a hot dog sale in our chapter. We'd have a hot dog sale at Walmart and raise just about $2,000 every time we did it. Our budget's about $2,500 a year, and that was most of our budget that we got through 2 days of work. Well, 2 days of membership work. There's a lot of planning and prep that goes into it. But a week and a half before it was scheduled to take place last year, Walmart called me and canceled it. They said, we're not having any more hot dog sales. I'm sorry, you can't have your event. Well, we've got hot dogs, we've got rolls, we've got promotion, we've got all this already set up. And so for lack of any better idea, they said the reason for it was they have a contract with the Subway restaurant in their store that says they can only have 6 food-related fundraisers a year. Subway's intimidated by a hot dog. Got it. Anyway, so they called it off, and I'm furious. I'm trying to figure out what to do about this. So I thought, okay, well, we'll go to the media. Find another location for this hot dog sale. I couldn't cope with anything off the top of my head as far as where. So I contacted the Buffalo News and the TV stations and sent out a press release. And the next morning, got a phone call from a gentleman with a company called Benchmark Group. They own a lot of commercial space all over the country, it turns out. A lot of strip plazas and malls and apartment buildings and stuff. And they offered us the use of a location in Clarence, New York, which is kind of a ritzy, upscale community, to have the hot dog sale. So we'd have to get liability insurance. I told them that would be a deal breaker because liability insurance costs pretty much what we raise every year. They said, get the insurance, we'll reimburse you for it. Okay, we got liability insurance. They paid $1,400 for it. And they said, you usually raise $2,000. Whatever you're short this year, we'll make up the difference. So they reimbursed us for the liability insurance and made up the difference to $2,000. Now, on top of that, I was also contacted by a local supermarket chain and home improvement chain of stores locally. And we also got a call from a gentleman who said he'd like to make a donation to help offset what we lost. And fine, that'll be fine. He said, can I come over right now? Okay. He came over. He and his wife came over, and Angie and I, and he and his wife talked, and we're talking about the Federation and just chatting, and then he slid a check over to me, and I looked at it. It was for $2,000. So basically, the bottom line is, even though we lost the hot dog sale, the community stepped up big time to support us. Our treasury is in better shape than it has been, but it allowed us to start a few programs that we hadn't done before. We established a We established an education fund that can be used for reimbursing members who go out and do presentations for transportation and lunch and stuff like that. We were able to contribute to the scholarship program yesterday. And we got some other ideas that we're looking into, trying some things. But what's nice is, even though we lost that big fundraiser, we're not forced to rush into something else, another big fundraiser. We can experiment a little bit and figure out what's going to work, what we can do. This past year, well, this past month, we had a dinner dance. Just music, with a DJ music, a buffet dinner, and we sold tickets and had door prizes and a couple of 50-50s and some raffles and managed to raise about $1,300 with it. Let's see, what else have we been doing outside of administrative stuff? Every month, in our chapter, we try to do a social event every month, just an opportunity to get together the members. We don't even call it an NFB event, but it's announced at the NFB meetings, anybody that wants to join us for whatever the event is. That way we can do it at a bar or there's no NFB direct association with it. But I'll give you an example. Last December, we went to a historic theater in North Tonawanda, which is just south of here. And they have a Wurlitzer pipe organ there. They were actually built in North... Wurlitzer pipe organs were built in North Tonawanda, and that theater was their showroom. So they have this Wurlitzer pipe organ, and they play Christmas music on it. And beforehand, we all went out to dinner at a pub next door, and it was a real nice evening. Fairly inexpensive and straightforward, but we got a chance to socialize, get to know each other a little bit better. And if your members know each other better, get along with each other, know each other on a personal level, they'll hopefully work together better as a team. And that's what we're finding, is it seems to be pulling the whole group together a little bit closer. Let's see, what else have we been up to? Albany and Washington and State Convention, National Convention, and... Buffalo people, what am I missing? Well, we've been dealing with the Olmsted Center with that situation with the 14C. Meet the Blind Month. Thank you. Diane, speak up. Where are you, Diane? She's here. All right. That's probably the most timid I've ever heard Diane. But I got to tell you. Yeah, okay, I'll wrap it up. I got to tell you, Diane... Last year I put her in charge of Meet the Blind Month for October, and she put some great events together. We had some public presentations, and we had an interview that unfortunately got called off at the last minute. And we did all kinds of stuff. I think we had a party in there. But this year, Meet the Blind Month came around, and she said, "Hey, Mike, I've got a presentation set up for next week. I got one for the following week, and I got this, and I got that." Diane is the perfect member. I never asked her to do it. Yeah, but she took the horns and ran with it, and she's been doing a fantastic job with it. So yes, absolutely. But that's the kind of members that every president likes to have. They see something that needs to be done and does it, you know, and takes control, and that's exactly what we need. So that's a basic brief outline of what Buffalo's been up to. I appreciate all of you listening, and welcome to the Falls.
No questions? All right. I have an announcement. I think it's kind of a good announcement and a bad announcement. David Arocho, are you in the room? No, David? Oh, I thought David would have been here. I'll wait a few minutes and announce it. What? Well, when he comes back, maybe went to the men's room. When he comes back in, let me know, so I'll make the announcement for him. Let's take another chapter. Let's take Syracuse. Yeah, Mike just told me we got to pick on Syracuse.
I was already heading over here.
You're heading over that way anyway? Since you're heading that way, you come this way.
Okay.
Mindy, I'm sorry. I take that back. I apologize so much.
Wow.
Lucy, forgive me.
It's okay. The Syracuse chapter is doing well. We are continuing to grow, and I have been going into the 75 days of action conference calls. They're done now, but I got a lot of ideas for that, and so I'm hoping to have an event in January, kind of an open house to bring more people in, and we kind of have a nice problem that we're running out of room where we currently meet, and so,
yay!
Yes. Yes, and so we're about to start our holiday raffle, and, you know, we have a lot of gift cards and that sort of thing, and so we're doing well. And also, with the at-large chapter, we're going to get that going again next month. We meet the second Tuesday. It's a conference call, so we'll definitely get the word out about that and get that going again.
All right.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
We were conferring over here on something. We didn't hear you.
Carla, since I'm at the same table, I can give a report on Long Island if you wish.
There you go, I do.
Okay. Then I won't do it. Anyway.
No, I do wish. I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
We have decided that since we are the Greater Long Island chapter, we want to make ourselves available to Greater Long Island. So therefore, we've now started having a meeting in Nassau and a meeting in Suffolk. We have a person who is a public relations person, so we're sending notices out to various community and other media and all Long Island papers, you know, publicizing the meetings. And what we're kind of getting back to basics because there are lots of people who don't know who we are or what we are or what our approach is to life. And so what we're doing is that we are now in the process of helping them understand whatever that life is, that they have the right to live the life they want, and we are taking the opportunity to help them do that.
Very good, David. I like the idea that since you are the Greater Long Island Chapter, you have taken it into your head to become the Greater Long Island Chapter, and you do go visiting now. So that's... I don't know why we didn't think of that a little earlier. Just, it's an experiment. If it works, you continue it. If it doesn't work, you'll find something else. But I think life has to be about experiments and trying different things to move on here and there. And I'm glad to see we have another experimenting chapter, or an experimental chapter. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Cheryl. What, Harold? Yeah. I thought I'd finish my sentence first, though.
We got these ideas because down in National, as you know or may not know, we have the 75 and 75 campaign. And both myself and Lucy and David Orocho are on that committee. And, we were thinking either breaking up the chapter, having one in Nassau or one in Suffolk, whatever. And we got the Excel spreadsheets with everybody's name on the Braille monitor. And if you guys have a chance to do that, it helps out National as well because a lot of those numbers and names don't exist anymore. So it helps them down in National. But David, myself, Brandy, and Pam Cordes, that's our new member out by me, we've taken those lists and, we're going through them with a fine-tooth comb and finding members left and right that have either said they're not getting the Braille monitor or I didn't know there was a chapter meeting. And so we're getting the job done by going back to basics, as David said. So use the tools we got because we've got a lot of them.
Very good. New York City, Mindela. Sorry? Yeah, we'll get you. We're going to get everybody.
Yeah, they're not.
Mindy asked me for a favor because she has something to do. She has to leave the floor for a little bit and come back later. So she asked me to get in now.
It'll only take me a minute, but you guys want me to go get this. It's the Victor stream, and I forgot it. So, okay. So we have a door prize to give out before I tell you about Manhattan, which has a traveling pill case, you know, those ones with all the days written on them, a little flashlight, an umbrella, a back scratcher, and cookies. And that needs to go to somebody. Lucy Marr.
Hey, Lucy. You can scratch your back, Lucy. You get two of them, you can scratch your back.
That's what happens. You come in on Sunday and, you know, you get a few prizes. So, okay. The Manhattan chapter, one of the things that happens with us is that in New York City, transportation is so easy and people are really swamped. And so we find that we have to be careful not to have too many extra events. But what we do, which is very interesting, is we have speakers come. Sorry, the podium just moved as I leaned on it. well, don't do that. So we have speakers come in and talk to us, or we have panels. And Chancey has been in charge of our programming, and she's gotten us some really interesting things. We've had some of the museums in our area have accessible displays, and we've had one of the major ones came in and talked to us about it. But a lot of them have them, so she kind of was telling us about them, and they apply to all the museums. So that was really very interesting. And I know I'm going to be forgetting a bunch of them here because my mind is just on 50,000 things. We had a panel came in and talked to us about the Unified English Braille Code that is... I'm sorry, did I... It was a big group,
yeah.
Right. And Chancey put this together, and it was done at the High Scale Library, and also, you know, they were able to do a video about it, and it was really cool, and we were able to get them to talk to us about the Braille Code, what some of the changes were going to be, why it happened, you know, why we're doing it, and so forth, and so that was a real interesting discussion. Are you still here, Chance? No. Okay.
No, she had an early flight.
Yeah, she had an early flight. How about
she had an early flight. She had a catch.
Are you here, Ray? Can you help me think? Any of you guys who are here, help me think of some of them. We had two of our members, our storytellers, and they have done this on a pretty regular basis. And what is with this microphone? And
yes,
they can. I remember that one. Thank you so much. And they came and told us their stories, the stories that had been prize winners. And so that was a real neat program. We have had people from the commission come and talk about the BEP, the Business Enterprise Program. And there have just been almost every month there's something. I did that one.
Did you? I didn't hear it.
That was the one I did. The museums was the first thing I talked about. Did I talk about museums?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't hear it. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, that's right. We did the whole fitness thing. We talked about the various possibilities in the area for fitness, you know, for people to go to various places and get fit. Nuria? Okay, it was the POBC sponsored a picnic. We actually decided that we were going to do this picnic, and then POBC said, hey, we're going to help out. If you can get people to help us, we'll help out. and we got a place in one of our parks, and we all got together and had a, I think it was about a 7-hour picnic. It was great fun, and Maria cooked, and Maria is a stellar cook. So, you know, no matter what she puts her hands to when it comes to cooking, it's going to be great. So that was very cool. So these are the kinds of things that we've been doing. We have our PASS coalition, which we're involved with pedestrians for accessible and safe streets is what it stands for. And it is a coalition of agencies and organizations in New York City. We work with ACB on this one, as well as the many agencies in New York City that represent blind people. And what we're trying to do is, the last mayor, Mike Bloomberg, decided that he was going to remodel the city. And in so doing, he changed a lot of the street crossings, so you now can't tell when the light is actually in your favor. And so we're getting accessible pedestrian signals on those streets as much as possible. Our goal is to get them all over the joint, but we got to bite the apple in places where we can in smaller bites. So our proposal right now is to get about 100. Is 100 of them a year, Ray? Yeah. But the new ones for sure. So that's something that we've been working on very hard for about 3 years. Am I missing anything, guys? Ange, question? Yeah, we've been getting a lot of that. We have a lot of that in New York City. And it's very hard to fight against it. We are talking about it. We are screaming about it. But it's very hard to fight against. We were going to be talking here. We had a guest who was supposed to come and speak to us about the roundabouts and curb cuts and things. And unfortunately, he couldn't make it. Maybe he'll make it the next time. But no, these are serious problems that we're having also. Cheryl? Sure. Yeah, I mean, it is a great idea. What we're planning to do in the Manhattan chapter with reference to NFB Live, we're planning to broadcast on NFB Live. We just have to work out the logistics, you know, how to make sure the sound system is plugged in so that the people online actually hear us real well and all that. So we're working that out, but we're planning to broadcast our chapter meetings in general on NFB Live. And that way, people who either can't be there or are in our chapter at large will have the opportunity to attend the chapter meetings. And that's our hope. If we can get it done, we'll hope that the other chapters around the state can. Sure. Diane?
Anything else for New York?
Yeah.
With what you were just discussing, is there any accessibility made for people who don't have computer skills?
Oh, you mean for hearing the chapter meetings? No,
yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Everybody's working on it.
No,
I don't think people are working on it.
No.
I really don't.
I'm
is there
tell
any
you.
Resolution?
We're not.
Diane. Bye.
We're not actually, I would have to say that we're not working on it. NFB Live is something that is relatively easy to do. It would be an ongoing expense to set up a phone line that we could do, that we would be using once a month. But that would be an ongoing expense, and not just the cost of the line, but the cost of setting it up with the sound systems and everything. It's incredibly, it's a little bit more complicated than setting up a laptop computer in front of the president and getting that to go through the sound system. That's a little easier, more easily done. So unfortunately, I can't tell you that we're considering a phone hookup at this moment in time. Other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you, New York. I'd like to shift gears for a few minutes, unless there's a chapter. Westchester. I'm sorry. Westchester, go.
Raise your hand.
Right in front of me. Yeah, I'd like to say that the Westchester chapter was in the doldrums for a couple of months for various reasons. However, I got a call from the Lighthouse Guild, and they reached out to us. And apparently they have some members or some people that want to get involved with Westchester Chapter. So we're having our first meeting November 15th, which is next week. And hopefully we'll revive it a little bit. Things happen personally and other things, and we had a bit of a problem. But we did have quite a few members, and we're going to get back in the swing of it. We need a Westchester Chapter, so we're going to push it for all it's worth.
Maybe Lighthouse Guild can lend you a bus or something to get your people there, get their people over
well,
to you.
Well, something, I don't know, but
yeah.
I'm
going
to try
yeah.
to do something. And they made the outreach to us, so that's always a positive sign. It's just a matter of seeing how we're going to go with it, that's all, and hopefully it'll be something, you know, because we have a potential universe there of a lot of people, and it's just a matter of getting it revived and making it interesting and active to the people that are involved. So that's really my report at this point. Also, I'd like to say something else, Carl, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, Jim.
You know, I'm involved with the National Association of Blind Entrepreneurs, and I don't think people in this organization realize that. But I extend all over the country to help people organize businesses, help them if they can get their financing, make business plans, and we do a lot of that, and we've been doing it for several years. And I've been dealing with people from California, Texas, and all parts of the country, helping them in order to start organizing to make some money using e-commerce and other things. And there's a big universe out there for blind people. And let me tell you something. I've been involved in the business world for a lot of years, and most of the people I deal with, they know I'm blind, but they could care less. They're buying my brain, and that's what's important. Once they know that you have the ability and you know what you're doing, the blindness is just it's not relevant at this point. And I deal with all kinds of banks and things, and this is what we have to learn to do. And anybody that is interested in starting something, I'm always available. And they should definitely get in touch with me through the NFB or through whatever. So I just want to let people know that. That's all. That's it.
Yeah, sounds good. Very good. Thank you, Westchester. David Orocho, are you back in the room? David? Maybe he did leave. I got a call from David this morning before I came out to gobble my get-going breakfast. We originally were going to charter the Capital District chapter at this convention, and David called me last night before the banquet and said, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. He was the only person here last night from the Capital District chapter, and he said, I've been applying for jobs and I've had many resumes in, and I just received a call back saying they'd like to see me for the 7,000th time or something. He had applied to be director, executive director of the Wyoming agency. So that's a few blocks away from here. He's going to be executive director in Wyoming, and he accepted the job, and he will probably be leaving for the job within a week or two, which seems to take the only active person we had there. He figured if he had stayed around, he would have been able to activate people and get a few more people running. I still think we ought to probably look into that, but we need to get a few more people with a little fire in their belly before we go ahead and call it a chapter again. Kind of made that decision on the fly. We did have a chapter do it. Sorry, we did have a place to have a chapter start and to reform, but didn't happen. So that's the good news, bad news. The good news is our brother's got a job. The bad news is we don't have a chapter there yet. But we are going to get one there again someday. We've had one there for a long time. We're going to start another one. So that's what I know for what for what you now you know what I know. What'd you say, Mike? Well, there you go. Exactly. You know, all six or seven blind people there in Wyoming. There you go. You can say the Wyoming chapter. Period. Sorry? Yeah, do we have any reports from any divisions? I want to see if I can get everything in here before our German time. This, as you know, is a freewheeling time here, and I want to make sure we get the stuff in. Nobody else? Diabetics, go. Make it quick, though. Because I still have a couple of things I want to say. Okay, very good. Thank you, diabetics. Next.
Okay, diabetics is just to say that we've been a little bit inactive because we were having trouble kind of deciding where we wanted to go and who we wanted for speakers and how to get speakers. And so we've kind of pulled together some ideas, and we're going to be doing bi-monthly conference calls in which we get speakers on different topics. So if you have diabetics in your chapter or division, if you would put the word out there, and if they're interested, just get us their name and email address and maybe even their phone number. That would be good, so that we can be in touch with them. If there are any diabetics interested in getting onto our bi-monthly conference calls. So thank you very much. That's our diabetic division. Elections for the diabetic division will be next year.
Others? Sorry? Guide dogs, talk to us, guide dogs. What? Not yet.
Just a reminder, Jessica has buffalo candy bars. She'd be happy to sell you.
Oh, she wants to sell you some buffalo candy bars, so says her president, giving her direction all the time.
Okay, multiple words from me. First, candy bars. If you haven't heard, I am selling them on behalf of the Buffalo chapter. However, there is no mint. I know. Trust me, I've gone through the four boxes I had left. So, people who got them, you're lucky. We have caramel, peanut butter, crisp rice, and almond. Okay. Alrighty. Guide dog.
Moving along here.
The real reason I get the mic. So, when was it? Friday?
Yep.
It's been one of those weekends. Friday, we had our division meeting. And unfortunately, we were supposed to have one of several people speak on the lovely roundabouts and all those crazy traffic patterns. None of those panned out this year, unfortunately, but we have commitments for next year. Yay! However, Miss Margot Downey and Miss Julie Phillipson were wonderful and filled in for us. They spoke on accessibility in relation to one and their guide dog's rights in health facilities. And that included ambulances, and, you know, basically your dog can go anywhere that does not need a sterile environment. And also, Julie spoke on first responders, and that's like a fabulous program that's all over the place now, like hardcore in New York and Pennsylvania and Arkansas randomly, which still makes me chuckle. And LA County, yay, California. It's a fabulous program. She's doing a lot with that, and she continues to work to be the content expert in blindness in relation to how first responders need to respond, assist, do their jobs, yes. And also, we have, yes, the National Association of Guide Dog Users, our mother affiliate division. Our mother, Marion would love that. The national division has a hotline, 1-866-NAGDU-411. And also they have an app. So for those who are, you know, tech savvy, go to the app store and look up NAGDU. It has all of the state laws. It has the hotline. And actually the hotline's been really active as far as advocacy issues, so that's, well, not good for those individuals having access issues, but fabulous that they have a resource to use. And we do periodically, but unfortunately it's fallen off, we do periodically have conference calls. We've had Cheryl speak on travel, and we've had first responders, because those are always popular topics. So we continue to do those periodically. And we attend NAGDU board meetings. Yes, both Margo and I are on the national board, because we're just that special. And New York needs to be represented not only by one, but by two. I'm sure Marion Guzdala is like, great, those Buffalo people. Can we get rid of them now?
He loves us.
He does. He loves us.
Jessica is also on the fundraising committee for
NAGDU. I am, yes. I'm all over the place. Oh, thank you. Okay. New fundraising tip. I will bring that up. So yes, I am all over the place. Yeah, exactly. And we do continue to advocate on an individual case basis. So if there are any local issues, local being state, not local necessarily to this area, any of us on the board, Cheryl, Lucy, Joyce, Margo, or myself can be contacted, and we will get you in touch with the right people if we are unable to assist you personally, but we probably will be because we're just that amazing. And and
all right.
Mr. President, that concludes my my report.
Thank you, Knight. Thank you, NAGDU. NAGDU's going to the dogs, but they're having a good time doing it. And actually, that's the spirit of you. You are.
And Jessica has Buffalo candy bars if everybody's interested.
You'll need a microphone. I want to hear from Student Division.
Nihal.
And POBC. I called POBC before, but they didn't answer.
Where are you,
Nihal? Okay, Nihal, grab a microphone. We've only got a few minutes. We've only got a few minutes for you guys.
Okay.
Tell us what the Student Division has been up to. You got 5 minutes to do it.
Okay. I can do it less than that.
Then we're going
to
hear from POBC for 5 minutes.
Because this microphone and I are not friends. So, okay. Student Division is planning a few seminars for spring and summer. In the last year, as Mindy talked about it before, we have to plan UVB seminar, and also we had our meeting yesterday. Actually, we decided to go back to our conference calls, monthly conference calls. We haven't done for a while, and what else? So we are still having fundraising with our Braille playing durable plastic cards. And it's going well, but if you want to have one of them, they are so cute with the mini boxes. And it's easy to carry, and it's just 10 boxes. And also can help to student division. And because with those money, we do our seminars. So that's all we do. See, Carl, I did more than 2 minutes, I think, right? Or less than 2 minutes. I'm not sure. Okay.
Okay, and
thank you, students. And POBC? Quickly.
Hello. I just wanted to tell you guys some things you probably don't know, one of which is I have been able to employ Arthur as my daughter's personal assistant and tutor. And that has given us the opportunity to do a lot of work together, much of which has also been, well, we've been able to spend a lot of time together. So in that time, we've done a lot of parents division work. And we've also done work in some other areas. Arthur has done a great deal of work on the website for the parents division. It has a new name, by the way. If you've been using the old name, you're probably going to something in Japanese. So it is nypobc.org. It's my daughter's energy that has made it Japanese, by the way. She's taking Japanese and loves everything from Japan. But, yeah, so it's nypobc.org. Mike is going to fix that link on the state website so that the state link takes you to our actual website. We also have a Google Calendar there, and we are trying to set up every state chapter's monthly meeting there, every affiliate, rather, monthly meeting there, so that an email blast goes to parents across the state so that they can start to be informed of where or when, at least, their state affiliates' meetings are happening so that they can attend. There's a Youth and Vision Loss Coalition that I think you heard about from Carl this weekend that the Parents Division is part of. And I'm writing an advocacy piece for the handbook that is coming out. Mike Adino, are you in the room? Okay, so I can tell you that the first draft of the piece was poo-pooed by then because it was too NFB. I've been asked to rewrite that draft. Anyway.
And you would expect your writing to be what?
Yeah, is that interesting, right, that they asked the POBC president to write an advocacy piece and then tell me it's too POBC NFB? Interesting. Why did you ask me to write it?
NFB.
Anyway. There's also a group that we've formed that is specifically designed to address issues regarding electronic testing for blind and visually impaired students. And there was some work done on a resolution just this weekend with many of the members from that group. Mary Lou Mendez and Luis Mendez are here, Chancey Fleet, myself, and Arthur. And that is, to some degree, work that comes out of the parent division as well. So, so that's some of the work that we've been doing. We've got a transition seminar planned for 2015 that will probably happen in collaboration with the student division.
And we thank you.
And that's it.
Because students are, you are the feeder for the student division, and the student division is the feeder for every other division. So.